It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Hello again, and welcome to Studio 4 in Washington, D.C., where we have another Border Crossings program in store for you for the next hour, live. If you would like to join, you can call 202-619-2077. That's our studio number, 202-619-2077. And give us a call for the next hour. Here's a request from Clement Botchwe, who's listening to us in Ghana, and he wants this collaboration with Jon Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland. This is called Who Says You Can't Go Home on Border Crossings. Crossings, who says you can't go home? You can always go home. The door is always open, and we've always got a nice warm bed just for you. It's Border Crossings and Bon Jovi with Jennifer Nettles. Jennifer has taken a break from Sugarland for her own solo album called That Girl. She put it out in January and is doing very well sales-wise, and she's not yet announced some tours or shows. She hasn't done any of that stuff yet without her partner from Sugarland, but I anticipate that that's forthcoming as well, because she's so talented. She can do it all by herself, but, you know, she prefers to be with her partner, and she said that Sugarland is not over. We're just doing different things right now. So that's good news. As far as news is concerned with Bon Jovi, not so good. John Bon Jovi and the band have been on tour, and Richie Sambora left the group. He says his decision, it was his decision to leave the group, and it's about family, and it didn't come down to money. It came down to being with my family and myself. And I understand he's got a daughter, and she's been dealing with drug addiction issues and rehab, and so he wanted to spend more time with her and whatnot, and had some, you know, other issues going on in his personal life as well, which he's talked about recently. But he did say, he said, I question the legitimacy of John Bon Jovi going out on tour without me. So he's questioning Bon Jovi without Richie Sambora. So that's interesting. He was speaking to the Herald Sun and said that, I don't see Bon Jovi without me, but it's John's decision, and if that's what he wants to do, he supports it. So thank you, Ghana, for checking into Border Crossings. I'm Larry London on a request Thursday. If there's a song you want to hear, 202-619-2077 is the phone number. You can call and make your request. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can also go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. And you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and join us on Facebook as well. We take requests there for calendars and songs. And, of course, you can just post your message if you want. Got an email from Wong Fung. And Wong Fung is at Ma Kong Middle School, which is near Wuzhou in Guangxi, China, listening to Border Crossings, and said, I would like to hear a song from Bruno Mars dedicated to myself on my 26th birthday. And if you wouldn't mind, please, I would like you to dedicate it also to my prospective wife. So I'm not sure if he's proposed to her, if she knows that she's his prospective wife or not, but he said, my wife is a fan of the South Korean TV dramas, and I've got a song request that's from one of the South Korean TV shows, a soap named You Who Came from the Stars. So please play the song for me. I'd appreciate it. All right, Wong Fung, happy birthday, and good luck to you. Here's Marry You, Bruno Mars.
Like I'm ready, 'cause it's a beautiful. Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Crossings. And a request for everyone in Bangalore. Thanks for listening. It's a request from Aaron David Kingston Fernandez, who is a big fan of Eric Clapton's. And that is a song called Tears in Heaven. For a number of years, Eric wouldn't sing that song. He wrote it after the death of his son. A tragic death. The little boy was, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old, fell out of their apartment window building and unfortunately died. But and very, very deep pain for Eric Clapton, who just couldn't bring himself to sing that song ever live in concert. Until recently, in the last couple of years, he started singing it in front of the crowds. I have some other Eric Clapton news for you. You might be interested to know, especially if you're Aaron David Kingston Fernandez, who said, I'm a big fan and would love to have his autograph. I don't think I can get you his autograph. And I think time is running out on his autograph because he's hinted recently he plans to retire at age 70. He's 68 right now. So that leaves him 2 more years of performing. He was in Japan on tour a couple of weeks ago. And inside the program, he writes a goodbye letter, more or less, to the fans. He thanked them for having him in their country for 40 years. He said, I've been coming here 40 years. I may not be back again. He wrote that in the letter inside the program. He's had a career of 50 years and, as I mentioned, plans to kind of slow things down, if not stop altogether, by age 70. But we've heard that before from other musicians, only to have them return. And Eric was forced to cancel a concert in Thailand scheduled for February because of the political violence that was going on there at that time. He was afraid, didn't want to be there in the middle of all that stuff. I'm Larry London, and thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. I would like to say hello to a bunch of our Facebook friends, Grace, Mary, Abdul, Hajar, Yed Nekachu, Biru, Sulaiman, Esra, Mustafa, and Mohammed, who are all new fans of our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Thank you very much for coming on board at facebook.com/VOA Larry London and joining our Facebook page. Up next, we have a request from a listener who's Sveta Klist. And she says, hi, Larry, I'm Sveta from Russia. Spasiba. Thank you for your great show. And I would like to hear a song from Christina Aguilera. Dedicate this song to my boyfriend, whose name is Kirill Borisenko. We're celebrating a half a year together of dating, and this would be an amazing present. Please play it. Tell Kirill that I love him, and it'll make me happy. It'll make him happy, too. So there you go. Spasiba. Thank you, Sveta, and everybody in Russia for listening to Border Crossings. Christina Aguilera, by the way, announced recently she's getting married. She got engaged on Valentine's Day. She is pregnant with her second child. And here she is to sing the song called Bound to You on Border Crossings.
My heart is Music Mix.
Yo, what's up? This is Usher, and you're listening to Larry London on VOA Border Crossing. Yeah, man.
He perdido el balance por tu amor. En tus manos yo caí. Tienes control sobre mí. Tu cuerpo es la cárcel y yo un prisionero. Jamás quiero salir, condenado y soy feliz.
Try to keep my balance, but I still fall. But how'd I fall so hard? Right into your arms, I swear, girl. Wrapped inside you, baby, and it's so warm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chest keeps pounding. Try to swim, but it's like I'm drowning. No lifeguard for you, oh baby.
Quiero ser tuyo enterito, pero tengo miedo. Prométeme que no me vas a dejar sin tu amor.
I'll give you. But you gotta promise.
Ay, prométeme, mami.
Promise you'll hold me.
Hold me.
Oh, touch me.
Touch me.
Love me. Way past forever.
You need this in your life.
Yeah, man.
Two Kings. Revolutionary.
Hey, yo, Romeo. Talk to him.
Hey. Temo que me dejes en el abandono. Ay, tú eres mi oxígeno y mi todo.
But I realize that we're fighting the race when the finish line is you.
Quiero ser tuyo enterito, pero tengo miedo.
Border Crossings, and you're listening to a guy known as the King of Bachata. He is Romeo Santos on Border Crossings, and a request from Rupayan in Bangladesh. And that song is a beautiful, beautiful song that features Usher on Border Crossings, and it's called Promise. I hope you enjoyed the song. I know I did. And speaking of Romeo Santos, he is going to become the very first Latin artist ever to perform at the New York Yankee Stadium this summer. So that's going to be quite an honor that he is looking forward to. The guy's got three songs on the Billboard Latin charts right now, and an album that is destined to go to number one on the Latin charts, the album sales charts, Formula Volume 2. That's his new album that's out. So Romeo Santos, One Hot property. Muy caliente. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. We're glad you're with us here on this Thursday, inching our way closer and closer to the weekend, and we're glad to be able to celebrate the arrival of the weekend with you. If you'd like to join us for a request, give us a call, 202-619-2077. You can call in and speak to Vince and make your request. I want to say hello to Abdul Rahman Suleiman, who said hello from Ghana. Etienne Habumugisha in Rwanda, listening to us on 104.3 FM. And I love it when people write in to tell me how you listen to the show. If you're listening on an AM or an FM station or satellite or the internet, I love it when you let us know so that I can thank you for however it is you listen. So Etienne, thank you. Amara Henry loves Border Crossings and says, I love you too. Well, I love you back, Amara. David Dadi Kabid is tuned in Addis Ababa. And so thank you. And let's see, Saida Fia Ali is listening. Julianne Dobson listens to Border Crossings. Grace Kasumpang is tuned in along with her family. So hello to the whole family in the Philippines. We've also got messages from Yunusa Suleiman in Nigeria and Jane Krista Giel, who loves the show. And we love you too. So thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Up next, we have a request from a listener named Victor Latabish, and he's in South Florida. So hello, Victor, if you're listening in South Florida. I used to live in South Florida, in Tampa, absolutely beautiful part of the country. He wants this song from a country singer who's been doing this for a long, long time. In fact, in 2008, John Anderson released his 20th album called Bigger Hands. But this request for Victor comes from 1992, and it's called Seminole Wind on Border Crossings.
Its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So I'm calling to you like a long-lost the choker, all the way up to Nicanope, go across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the dogs.
Change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
You wanna make
It's Border Crossings and Michael Jackson for Evelyn in Kuwait listening to the show. Now, we just filed our taxes in the United States. It was income tax time. It continues through the middle of April, and everybody has to report their earnings and whatnot. So now all the celebrity earnings start becoming public knowledge. So Michael Jackson's family, the Jackson estate, has filed their tax returns for the year. And Michael Jackson's estate, Michael Jackson's name, anything that's associated with it, music sales, property, anything that has to do with Michael Jackson, apparently has earned $600 million this past year. $600 million is what the Jackson estate have claimed in income for this past year. Now, when Michael was alive, he used to spend about $50 million a year. That's what, you know, that was the max on his credit card, $50 million. And he spent every bit of it on this, that, and the other. But now, $600 million the family's making, and the guy's been gone since 2009. Unbelievable. He wasn't making that much money when he was alive. So, kind of strange. But here's something else that's interesting about Michael Jackson, because there's always news when it comes to Michael Jackson and his family. Now there's this guy who goes by the name B. Howard, Brandon Howard, a singer, B. Howard, who says he's Michael Jackson's son. And he says, I would gladly take a DNA test to prove I'm Michael Jackson's son. Meanwhile, Michael's lawyers have said we never heard of the guy. Never heard of him, never even heard anything about a potential for another son. So apparently they've scheduled a DNA test, and the DNA test results will be coming out soon. And Howard says he is not interested in pursuing his father's $7 billion estate. Unless, of course, they find out that he is Michael Jackson, then I'll bet she becomes interested. So we'll see. Anyway, that's Man in the Mirror for Evelyn Kuwait, listening to Border Crossings here on our Thursday get-together. I'm Larry London. If you would like a song played, let us know about it, because we don't have ESP. We can't read your mind. So let us know by phone, 202-619-2077. And you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. On Monday show, the Oak Ridge Boys will be here live in our studios talking about the brand new live album. And they'll perform for us live as well in the studio. So that's Monday, the Oak Ridge Boys on Border Crossings. And other guests are still coming your way. Chaplin made a request in South Sudan. Hello, Chaplin. Thanks for listening. It's Brandy, and this song is Talk About Our Love on Border Crossings.
What'd you hit this time? Gonna speak your mind. I know somebody's lying. It's always something. He told your cousin, then all your homies jumped in, and now the whole hood's buzzing. He said, she said, don't let it get in head. Baby, don't say something that you will regret. I'm on your team, it's us against them, you see. Hey, we ain't gonna stop, they just want what we got. Spreading what they heard, I can't give them no burn. I can't be concerned with all that talk. I won't be involved. That's my word. See, I'm not the one. They got me confused. They got me messed up. Don't you think I've had enough? When it comes to what we do, all that matters is us two. Don't pay them no mind.
Talk about our love.
Hey,
what they making. It's a couple of things I can't honor, man. How you listen to a girl that still want a man? Tell me the truth, is that a man or Juana, man? I'm wondering why she ready to go like Wanda then. When we met, you was a V like Madonna, man. Now you in a field running plays like Donovan McNabb. Before you get in the cab, I traded my cash just to take it back to last summer, man. You don't remember when you was my sweetest? You don't remember I call you Reese's Pieces? Cause it's no wrong way to do, you know what? She turned around, giggled, said, you so nuts. But nowadays we acting way too grown up. Like how your ex-girl get that new number. The rumors was so numerous. For sticking by me, I had to give you two thumbs up. And that's why
the more they talk about us,
Border Crossing's great voice, Brandy, and one of the prettiest smiles in all of music. I love Brandy's music. And that song is called Talk About Our Love, featuring Kanye West. Now, let's talk about Kanye's love for a minute. He is the father of a little baby named Northwest. He had this baby with his fiance, Kim Kardashian. Who's Kim Kardashian? I ask that every day. She's the star of a show on television, which is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's about this rich, rich family in Hollywood and all of their trials and tribulations. And she's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but I don't know, as far as the talent goes, that's yet to be proven. I don't know what she does. And so there's been gossip and stuff going on in Hollywood, and Hollywood Life is reporting that Kanye is a control freak, and he's trying to control Kim Kardashian now by telling her she can't make public appearances until after the wedding. She made an appearance recently, and, you know, they made a big deal about the engagement and whatnot, and she was set up. She wasn't there to talk about the engagement, but they put her on the spot. So anyway, you know, that's what's just going on with them. I know that Kanye's Yeezus album did very well in the last year since it came out. The two of them did finally announce an engagement, a wedding date. We knew they got engaged at some baseball stadium, but we didn't know the wedding date until now. In case you care, Us Weekly is reporting that Kim and Kanye will get married on May 24th. I predict it won't last until May 24th. That's what I predict. But we'll see. May 24th is the date for them to get married. We'll see if it works out that way. All right, here's a request now from a listener who goes by the name of Fizz. So I say hello to Fizz. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings in Somalia. We're glad you're with us. And this is from The Killers. They took a break for a couple of years. Brandon Flowers released a solo album. He's back with the band. They put out a greatest hits album last year. It's The Killers and All the Things I've Done here on Border Crossings.
If you can't hold on,
Crossings. They are a true garage band. They actually started in Las Vegas in their garage in the heat in Las Vegas. If you've never been to Las Vegas, it's the desert. It's hot. So when you're in the garage, it's even hotter. That's the Killers, all the things I've done on Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to Maxwell Odigi, who is a striker, and he plays soccer or football in Nigeria. And I'm not sure if he's on the Nigerian national team or what, but he wrote in to say that he's about to fly out for a match. So, Maxwell, thanks for listening, and good luck to you in your next match. He made a request on Border Crossings. We'll try and get to that for him in the next couple of days. Thank you, Mary and Vince and Rashad, who's in engineering our show today. Thank you for listening. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal for more requests and dedications. As always, heard right here on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.